It's time to talk politics with Deputy Labor Leader Calvin Davis.
Yes, we are now joined by Deputy Leader of the Labor Party, Calvin Davis. Kia ora, Calvin. How are you today?
But I'm very well, thank you.
Fantastic. Good to hear. So I thought we'd start off this morning by addressing the announcement that Labor Party made this morning. So Grant Robertson has announced somewhat of a U-turn on tax policy. Labor will not implement any new form of tax recommended from a tax working group until after the 2020 election, if elected. Can you tell me a little bit about what's prompted this decision?
Well, first of all, you know, we need to have a look at tax to address the housing crisis and make sure there's fairness in the tax system. It was always going to be a bit of a hard ask to make changes in the next term, simply because of the process that we have to go through in order to get to the point where legislation is made. And so what we're doing is just spelling out so that we're totally transparent. We can allay fears that there's not going to be any changes to the tax, and we'll go to the next election with any of the changes that may or may not be proposed by the tax working group.
So has this move been prompted by a little bit of this sort of national tactic of just targeting Labor on their tax policy?
Oh, look, there's been a lot of lies, scaremongering and misinformation coming out from the National Party, and we put it down to them being, you know, they'd seen the polls last week and they were scaremongering because they were scared. So they've doubled down on their negative campaign, and we're just saying, oh, okay, we've listened to what the people are saying and we're being open and transparent. This is the process that we're going to follow through. There'll be multiple occasions where the public can have a say in the process, you know, submitting the select committee process, and we'll put up our any legislative changes that may be made, and the public will be able to vote for them at the 2020 election.
So national,
I mean, it's a bit like the tax cuts that the National Party have legislated for this year, and they come into effect next year. And if people think that, well, those tax cuts are not what the country needs right now, they should vote against them.
So you said that National were responding to their polls from last week, but this week, News Hub Read Research poll has showed National at 47% and Labor 10 points behind. Leader Jacinda Ardern's captain call on the issue has been reversed back to Little's stance. I mean, is Labor now scrambling a little bit in response to that News Hub poll?
Well, no, the polls are volatile.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shivers, sorry, a truck just got out of an accident right next to me. Look, the polls have been volatile, and, you know, look, we just want to make sure that people know what our intentions are, and that's any changes, if there are going to be changes, we'll put to the electorate before the next election. So everyone has multiple chances to have input into anything that may or may not come up, and can vote on it. You know, that's having the ultimate say.
Okay, I spoke with Grant Robertson last week, and he stood by Ardern's statements that to sit on recommendations from a tax working group when the housing crisis and poverty issues are potentially worsening for 2 to 3 years, he said it doesn't seem right to sit on that. So how can you justify those 2 to 3 years now that you are going to sit on it?
Well, we're not going to sit on it because we'll look at their recommendations, and if we feel that we need to make changes, well, then we'll start the process to make those changes. But
no, nothing will come into effect until 2020.
Well, there's probably always going to be the thing, but we are making the changes. You see, I mean, the legislative process takes some time, and unless you go into urgency, well, we don't want to do that. What we want to do is make sure that New Zealanders have as many opportunities to have a say in whatever may or may not arise, and ultimately get the chance to vote on it.
Ardern did say, though, that the issues are more urgent.
Sorry?
Ardern did say, though, that the issues are urgent and that they need to be addressed urgently.
Yeah, well, I mean, they are. They're very urgent. People are dying in parks in South Auckland because of the homelessness situation. But what we're doing is saying, okay, well, we've listened, and here you go. We're laying out the process so everyone can see what the process is, what the timeline is, and everyone can have their say in the matter. But, you know, we're basically allaying fears. We've had a listen to the feedback, and we're responding to the feedback with our timeline. But it was always going to be hard to push through a fair legislative process in 3 years. I mean, the tax working group will take some time to analyse the tax situation. I mean, bearing in mind our tax system hasn't had a real decent overhaul since the 1980s. It was set up, it was basically paper-based, and most transactions were internal to New Zealand. These days, everything's digital, everything's real-time, and a lot of the tax transactions are occurring across continents. So we need to make sure that we've got a 21st century tax system, and you know, it's not something that really should be rushed.
Right, so Labor are still going to be working with the tax working group, just not implementing any changes?
Well, that's what we said. We'll have a tax working group. They'll go through their processes, they'll do their analysis, and we've laid out the timeline that that it will take, and you know, so like I say, we're just responding to the feedback that we received. We listened, and you know, people can see exactly what our intentions are.
So this does not affect at all any of the current tax policies that Labor have announced.
The tourism levy, that's not going to affect any New Zealanders. That, and you know, people who come over from to New Zealand, visit New Zealand and use our public facilities and our walking tracks and toilets and that, well, we think, you know, we don't think $25 at the border is going to turn people off.
So the regional fuel tax and water tax, et cetera, all remain same?
Yeah, so the regional fuel tax, it's up to councils to implement if they want to implement it. And the water levy, well, look, you know, the national government has actually has got a white paper there. We've been transparent about our intentions around the water royalty. The national government has discussions around a water tariff, but they're not actually letting people know that until November, until after the election. Now, it's too late after the election. People go, oh, crikey, National, you should have been upfront and honest with us before the election. You know, it's too late to take your vote back. So National need to be held to account for the water tariff that they've been discussing behind closed doors, and actually come out and be upfront with the electorate as well.
Okay, moving on. This week we are talking health in our election coverage. Jacinda Ardern revealed on Tuesday that her grandfather was asked to leave hospital before he was ready. So this is just an instance of bed shortages in hospitals. I mean, what are Labor looking to do to improve the general public healthcare system?
Yeah, and that was pretty diabolical that at 11:30 at night someone in his 80s has to make his way home, you know, an hour away from the hospital.
So what are Labor going to be doing to sort of combat this, to prevent this from happening?
Well, look, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to invest $8 billion in the health system. It's been underfunded, and this isn't the Labor Party talking, this is Infometrics, who've done a study. It's been underfunded by $2.4 billion since National's come into government. There's been a 30% increase in the cost of a GP visit. So, look, all adults, everybody will have 10% reduction in their GP fees. Over half the population, adult population, will be less than $8 to go to a GP. For teenagers between 14 and 18, it'll be $2. Under 13s is free. But there's 58,500 people in 2016 were sent to a specialist by a GP, but were never seen due to budget cuts. And basically, they're having to go back to a sort of a secret waiting list for these specialist visits. They've done things like said that there's lots more operations, they say. So most of those operations are $200 eye injections that, you know, there's a big difference between a hip replacement, a knee replacement, and these $200 eye injections that can be done sort of on the spot.
And these are publicly available? And these are all publicly available?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, we say they're fixing our eyes, and they're pulling the wool over them. You know, they're counting minor sort of, obviously, if you're a person who goes in and you've got an eye problem and you have this eye injection, it's a big thing in your life. But it's a difference between claiming a $200 eye injection as a procedure and a $60,000 hip replacement. You know, so they've just been a bit disingenuous with what's really going on. So, but you know, the other big thing is mental health. I mean, and we've committed $40 million a year towards getting health professionals in every school, because, you know, mental health isn't something that suddenly strikes you when you're an adult. We've had multiple instances of young people with mental health issues, bullying, cyberbullying, starting off at school. You know, our youth suicide rate is the worst in the OECD. Mm. So we're we're investing in mental health, and that's a real focus for us as well. So mental health, making sure people have access to GPs, it's a big issue. And like I say, we're putting $8 billion, which has all been accounted for, because we've had multiple economists go over our fiscal plan. It's all been accounted for, because we're really concerned about the physical and mental health of our people.
Right, so do you agree with the News Hub Read poll that health is the number one concern for New Zealanders?
Which poll was that, sorry?
The News Hub Read research poll has come out and it said that New Zealanders, the number one issue that they care about this election is health.
Well, I tell you what, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. Yeah, but the big thing is that issues like housing and homelessness, they also cause health problems. So, I think it was something like 20 children a year die because of issues related to standard of the housing they live in. Something like 20,000, maybe 30,000 people who are admitted to hospital with health issues related to the standard of their living, so of their housing. So, we've got to address a whole heap of things to improve people's health. It's not just saying, okay, I've got a sore hip and I'll go in and have an operation and get my hip replaced. There's all the preventative stuff that if we addressed it, we wouldn't have so many health issues in the long term. Health is a massive issue, because if you don't have your health,
yeah,
you really don't have anything. But, housing, poor education, all these things contribute to poor health outcomes.
Mm. All right. Thank you very much, Calvin.
Okay. You're welcome.
Cheers. You have a good day.
Thank you. Good luck.
That was Calvin Davis from the Labour Party.
The Wire.
The Ballot Build-Up on 95BFM.